from finance to family.
I love my dad working with other people.
And maintaining your lifestyle.
I can't wait until my husband and I start traveling.
It's time for Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester of Talon Wealth, along with Kristen Charles. Join the conversation at guardingyournestegg.com.
It's been an interesting week. I'm coming off a vacation.
I was going to say.
My brain's a little jet lagged, so we're okay.
But we are going to talk about all the crazy things with the market and the pundits predicting a recessionary period to hit this quarter or next quarter. Very serious things to talk about. And when it comes to your 401k, are you on track to succeed compared to everybody else? Michael, talk about what you really need to focus on there. But the reason you, my friend, are dragging and I am not is jet lag is a real thing. And taking the family to Hawaii for a couple of days will wear a dad out. Mom, too.
Mom, grandparents, yes.
So thing. How was Maui?
It was great. Obviously, the weather was fantastic. I need to preface this. So it's not like we go to Maui all the time. It was a big deal for us. So it was the kids' spring break. Katie and I, when we were dating and then also didn't have kids, it was something that we would do on occasion.
I didn't know that
and,
part of it. Cool.
Yep. And just haven't been back in a really, really long time. We get busy and obviously the business has been growing and doing well and the kids have been growing
and doing
we just
well.
Didn't. I don't know why my brain thinks this way because I saw plenty of people with infants in Hawaii.
But thought you needed to wait till a certain age.
I'm just practical. I'm going, this kid's never going to remember, you know, being here with you. And then I took two steps back and I thought, you know what? It's not about the kid. It's about the parents going, right? Mm-hmm. And then just enjoying themselves and then not having to leave their child with someone else. I thought of it as, well, I would want the kids to enjoy it. So it was great. So our youngest is now six. Anybody who listens to the show on a regular basis knows this. Mr. Finn, the six-year-old, loved Hawaii.
Bet they all were, Finn, Luke, and Peyton.
They enjoyed it. You know, I'm pretty, you know, frugal. Katie and I put together this thing where we found this condo that there was a good deal. We found some plane tickets. There was a good deal. We committed. We went. And we built memories. And I think that's the best part. Kids had never been. I don't know if they'll ever go back to Hawaii. But we went. And it was gorgeous. It was crowded.
Did they see any of the humpback whales and things like that?
We did, yeah.
So and I think it's humpback whales. I could be wrong about the type of whale. But either
I
way,
could be wrong too.
Whales are cool to see.
No, they are. It's all whales. You know, it's not like it was when we grew up, Kristen. It's not like it was when our clients grew up. There's all this technology.
Distractions. You
know, the internet, the iPhones, the tablets, the YouTube videos. I guess I'm so frustrated with all of that. Katie and I committed to what could we do as a family where we could get these kids just away from all of that crap, you know, and just say, let's spend time as a family. And so, it was a little bit extreme. Yes, it's Hawaii. Yes, it's expensive. But I got to see my 13-year-old daughter and my 11-year-old son share a room and giggle and have a good time.
Aww.
You know, and just do the kinds of things they'll never forget. I got to see my six-year-old son, who's never snorkeled in his life, put a mask and a snorkel on, and the turtles and the sharks and it blew his mind. I couldn't keep him out of the water. I got to see my parents, their grandparents, enjoy watching, you know, their kids and grandkids have a great time. So, yeah, I mean, it was a big commitment, but we did it. And the jet lag is real. If you sense me dragging a little bit on the radio today, then that's kind of why. But it was worth it. And it was just one of those things where just would wish that for any family. It was good family time. Yep.
You and I have always agreed about this. Memories and time are more valuable than anything else on the planet. And creating those memories with three generations there, something to be said, my friend. Good job.
You can't replace it. Kristen, you know how many times we sit down with people that are in retirement or close to it, and you know, they just have this sensation that, like, you know, listen, I got to make sure my money's not going to run out. Well, obviously, that's important.
Sure.
And nobody knows how long we're going to live, but it's the experiences along the way that mean more than you can't take it with you. So I think that's the favorite thing for me about what we do and how we do it is just enabling people to understand how money works, enabling people to understand how taxes and income and inflation and all this works, and empowering them to, hey, this is how much you can spend. This is how much inflation and taxes are going to be. This is what you can do without running out of money. And then you decide for yourself, do you want to build a legacy for your family? Or do you want the last check to bounce? There I mean, I've literally had people come in and go, hey, listen, I don't want to leave anything to the kids. I just, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
And I've got a story about a really cool family I met on the way to Hawaii. We'll talk about later, but I think that's what it's all about. So it was a good disconnect for a little bit. It was great time with family, but it just encouraged me more about how important family and experiences are. And we want that for our clients and listeners.
My mom's been recovering from a surgery here. It's minor, but as soon as she gets back in action, I've told you, she was a travel agent. We got to get to traveling again. She's retired. I got to take her to some cool places like she did for me as a kid.
I sent you some pictures. She was complimenting on some of the kids there.
She said that Finn was a ham.
He is, yeah.
And that Luke looked like Joe Cool. And he did.
He does. You know, he's got the glasses.
And Katie looked beautiful. So did Peyton. And you were okay. Mm-hmm. So there's that. But
it's all good.
I'm glad you had a great time. That's what life's all about. And I think that you just gave a great explanation as to why Talon Wealth is. I hate to get off of this warm family feeling, but international tensions, not great. That intelligence.
Imagine that.
Leak, that whole thing, beyond worrisome. And here at home, we all remember that dot-com crash in 2000 and the housing market bubble bursting in 2008. And that got the ball rolling for the Great Recession. And the recent banking trouble has some investors wondering, gosh, what shoe is going to drop next? So I'm just curious, on behalf of our listeners, Mike, is it time to make adjustments to portfolios based on these past and current events?
I mean, turn on the TV or internet. I mean, the news is not great. The economy is slowing down. The Fed is, I mean, they've said they're going to raise interest rates to slow the economy down. I can't quite figure out why on a daily basis the market isn't responding more to that.
Yeah.
I think that the outlook isn't good, but if you take a look at the market on a particular day, the market might be up. And I think what people are looking at is going, well, why is the market up if the news is bad? Or how come I haven't done well? One of the most frequent conversations we're going to have with somebody that's been listening to our show maybe for a long time, maybe for a short time, is just their concern about the economy, their concern about politics, their concern about markets. They're taking a look at their personal economy. They're taking a look at how they've done, let's say, in 2022 and now into 2023. They just aren't seeing results, right? Or the results that they're seeing aren't good. Most people, not all, but most people aren't doing well when it comes to their investments in the market. And when I say most people, it's going to be people that have hang in their strategies or people that are just sitting on the retirement account at work that has no active management or limited investment options. So what the majority of people that call us are going to want to know more about is, well, I heard you and Kristen talk about active management of portfolios. A lot of people feel like they aren't getting active management or their advisor isn't doing financial planning. And a lot of times they're worried about things like taxes, inflation. All of this goes into it. Kristen, I'll always go back to this when it comes to Talon Wealth and the Guarding Your Nest Egg radio show. I think everyone should work with a fiduciary that has their best interest at heart. It doesn't mean that fiduciary is going to be able to time markets or, you know, guarantee them a particular rate of return. What it means is that you've hired someone to work in your best interest. And best interest means they understand your goals, they understand your personal finance, they understand where you need to be, not just this year, but 20, 30 years down the road. And that's what the financial planning process should be like. And if you're working with somebody that's charging you a fee to manage your portfolio, it's like you've hired that person to do it. And if they're not doing a good job, Kristen, you just fire them.
Yep.
That's it. There's no, hey, I'm going to pay you a commission to put me in something. And then, you know, guess what happens if you pay somebody a commission? They got their money. Mm-hmm. They can care less how it goes afterwards. We're here to be a partner in retirement. And if we can provide value, then great. If not, that's okay too.
Connect to us anytime and find the office most convenient to you at guardingyournestegg.com. Well, during our show, we stay very busy doing a lot of things. And one of those is Mike himself grabs as many calls as he can. But if you don't get a member of the team, you might get our voicemail. But don't worry, we will absolutely call you back because we do not use a call center. We do not believe in that impersonalization starting out the relationship. Anyway, one of our teammates passed along this intriguing question from a listener the other day.
Newly retired. And just wanting to know if there's any concern about the way the market is trending right now and if there's a worry about what's happening with the dollar.
Are you getting these dollar questions at the office?
Some of the dollar questions. So if you really dig into that, and I'll do it as quickly as possible. So it's just not all of our listeners are maybe reading as much into it as everybody else. So when he says dollar, that means valuation of the U.S. dollar versus other currencies around the world. And then if we dig a little deeper, where those conversations typically go is China mm-hmm. and efforts that they have to devalue the dollar and what happens if the dominant currency is not the U.S. dollar.
And that is scary to think about.
It is scary to think about. And the way that I typically answer that question is, well, is it possible? Certainly anything is possible. But then also ask yourself, in order for, let's say, the U.S. dollar not to be the dominant currency, and let's say that China and the yen become the dominant currency, just look at everything that's going on. I mean, other countries around the world would have to be on board for that, right? So obviously China's in the news and things are a little scary, but let's just say that things weren't scary when it comes to China and the relationship to Russia. What do you think the willingness of the world, even if things weren't bad, let's just put China in charge of the currency. It's just unlikely.
Right.
And so I appreciate the concern, but just be careful when it comes to that. I think it's a bit of a scare tactic. Do I believe the U.S. is going to be the dominant country, the dominant currency, the dominant everything forever? I think forever is a long time. But I think here currently, we need to look at the facts and what we have and just say, listen, it's unlikely. And I'm saying this, Kristen, because I think of the gold commercials that we see on TV. There's a lot of scare tactics around, well, what if this and what if that?
You got to have a bunker room with rations and gold bars to get you through it. I mean,
there's nothing wrong with being conservative.
Of
there's
course.
Nothing wrong with being careful, but you also have to be realistic. So I don't think that's a realistic concern right now. If it ever becomes a realistic concern, certainly that would be front of mind for us when it comes to helping people protect and grow their portfolios. But thanks for sharing.
As far as insight on the market, based on what I've read and watched in recent days, a lot of the talking heads are predicting a recessionary period to hit this quarter or next quarter. But politicians and economists have been debating over whether the U.S. economy is headed for or already in a recession for about a year. It's just been such an ongoing conversation. So I guess I'm wondering.
Well, let's just put it this way. We have not been optimistic about the U.S. economy for a while now.
True. Okay. So what do you think? Should we approach our finances a little bit differently based on what you're seeing and reading? And I figure it's best to ask you, then Google it, because you're a fee-only fiduciary that's been focused on the market and the economy for
over
2 decades.
Well, you could ask me or you could Google it. Plenty of fiduciaries online. Chris and I actually here recently, even on vacation, I was sitting next to a couple on the plane, Kevin and Kim, and he's run a business around he lives in North Dakota with Kim, actually in a place I've never heard of. He mentioned Marquette, and I eventually thought of basketball, but then I realized that that's not the same.
I wouldn't have known that either.
Marquette, North Dakota is not I'm sorry, not Marquette. Let me back up. That was somebody else I met in North Dakota. See, Michigan, Marquette,
okay.
Michigan, and nothing to do with the college and the basketball team, but they have the same concerns that all of us have. And when we talk about what's going on when it comes to recession, you know, whether it's this quarter or next quarter, I believe that we're in it. But, Kristen, it's surprising. I'll be the first to admit, I just don't think I realized, and I don't think most people realized, we hear about trillions of dollars getting pumped in the economy, right? Seven-plus trillion dollars get pumped in the economy. I'm just at a point where I guess I just didn't realize how long it would take that to trickle through. It sounds like a lot of money, but until you see in the process, I would have expected things to get worse than they have gotten, you know, currently sooner. And so when we talk about the recession, I absolutely think it's still coming. It's just surprising to me how long it's taking. I feel like we've been waiting longer than I thought. So I think we're in it, but people still have so much money. There are literally too many people with too much money.
What a weird problem.
What a weird problem. But when you have too many people with too much money, and I think also if that money comes too easily, which I think it did with all the spending, people are spending it and spending it and spending it. So this idea that prices are going to come down really soon, or they're going to have a recession or retraction in the economy, is just taking longer than we thought it would. But I still believe that we're in it and we're going to get it. And the longer it takes to happen, the more fearful I am of how bad it's going to be. It's like, well, we've delayed it, we've delayed it, we've delayed it. You know, how many times can you kick the can down the road before it gets really bad?
Yeah.
And so that's, to me, problematic. Even when we were on vacation, it was absolutely packed. And I couldn't believe it. Every restaurant was full. We were at the beach. Every beach is full. It's not that I'm not happy for all these people, Kristen, but we manage money for people that are retired or close to it. And I'm going, something's got to give. This is not real life. This is not the real economy. Things can't cost this much all the time. Real jobs can't support it. We got to get back to the nuts and bolts of a great economy, and we're just not there. It's all artificial. This artificial economy, I believe, is going to come to an end, and we have to protect our clients from what's likely to happen when that goes down. So our job on the radio is to educate people, to say, listen, don't hang in there on a portfolio, a traditional portfolio of a certain percentage stocks that you hang in there on, a certain percentage bonds that you hang in there on, hasn't been working and in my opinion, isn't going to work. It's not going to get better as the economy retracts. People that are trying to sell you products to get a commission, whether it's mutual funds or annuities or real estate investments or what have you, that is not a safety net, right? I think that's a false sense of security. There are plenty of investments out there that you could invest in that can provide, if you want income, income, but also provide liquidity. If you need security, security, but also provide liquidity. I mentioned Mike and Connie. They were upset that they're locked into 12-year contracts. They don't have liquidity, and they're not making very much right on their money. I have mentioned this on many, many shows here recently. When you're looking at your money, use this as a barometer. Right now, because of interest rates, maybe go to your credit union, maybe go to your bank, maybe get a money market account, maybe call us, ask us where to find these accounts. Your barometer on your money, your minimum should be somewhere around 4 to 5% minimum on your money.
Okay.
Because you can make that in a money market account.
True. I have seen those advertisements. Yeah.
They're advertised, and we can sit down and, you know, show you where they're at. So that's liquid. So if you got to lock the money up for a period of time, you should get paid more. That's all there is to it. I'm agreeing not to have access to my money. I should get paid more. So it should be a higher amount. Somebody wants to sell you an annuity. Well, how long is that going to be for? Is it a fixed amount? Be careful there, because the only fixed amount are what are called MYGA, multi-year guaranteed annuities. These advisors aren't selling those typically because they don't get paid a very big commission for it. They want to steer you somewhere else. But a lot of times that's a 2-year or a 3-year or a 5-year commitment. If you're going to go with a 2-, 3-, 5-year commitment, what are you getting paid? Right? You need to be paid for your time. Let's go back to investing in the market. Well, if you're willing to take some risk, what are you going to get compensated for that risk? If you can get 4 to 5% on a guaranteed liquid money account, if you're willing to take some risk, how much are you likely to make? In my opinion, if you're going to take risk, depending on the amount of risk, it should be, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10%. So where is that balance, right? There has to be communication between you and your advisor. But if you're looking at your money going, I don't want to take any risk, to me, that's 4 to 5% liquid, no problem. If you need to get more, find out how much risk you're taking or what the time period is to get a higher rate of return. That's what a fiduciary should be doing for someone, not having into their office, trying to steer you into this or steer you into that. It just needs to be a conversation about what are you looking to accomplish? These are the options, but set a threshold, you know, 4 to 5%. That's no risk. That's liquid. You should be able to get that anywhere. Somebody's got to bring something to the table for you to get you to commit to doing more than that.
Join the conversation now at guardingyournestegg.com.
Mike Lester is an investment advisor representative of Talon Private Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Talon Private Wealth and this station are not affiliated. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but are limited to the dissemination of general information. The information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities or advisory services. Be sure to consult with a tax professional before implementing any investment strategy. Florida license D056341. California license 0N00828. Talon Wealth is the official wealth management team of the Florida Gators. Compensation was paid to Learfield for partnership with the Gators as of January 2023.